Cabinet will meet this morning amid ongoing controversy over the state's handling of legal claims from families who were wrongly charged for care of their loved ones in nursing homes over a 30-year period. The Irish Mail on Sunday published documents uncovered by Shane Corr, a Department of Health whistleblower, who alleges that a memo was prepared for the then Health Minister James Riley in 2011 on minimising public payouts for these families. Its Daily edition has more revelations this morning, this time involving the Taoiseach. Let's talk to our political correspondent Micheál Lehane about this. Micheál, I think we better go back. And the background to this, it goes back to the Health Act of 1970, which entitled people to free long-stay care in public institutions. But that didn't happen, and hundreds of thousands of families were wrongly charged.
Yes, so from the 1970s up until the end of 2004, people with medical cards who were in public nursing homes were not under the law. They shouldn't have been charged for that care, but they were. So when it all blew up in 2005, there was much political controversy at the time, and a compensation scheme was then set up in the years after that for those medical card holders who had been in public nursing homes. Now, about 480 million was paid out under that scheme, but there were certain issues with it that many of the families involved raised. One is that it was only open to people who had died in a period after 1998, so from that period from 98 to 2004. But even more significantly is the point that many families have made that their loved ones had to go into private nursing home care, even though they had medical cards, but they felt they had no other option available to them at the time. So as a result of that, many did set in train legal proceedings. Now, it's on that point that the state has always contested things, saying that it does not believe that medical card holders had an unqualified right to private nursing home care. And I suppose that stands at the roots of this particular controversy.
But the citizen's case was that the state was unable to provide a place in a public nursing home, so they had no choice. Is that it?
Yes, that is the argument, particularly where there was a shortage of public nursing home spaces. And as a result, these people and their families had to pay significant amounts of money to cover that care over a long period. So that has led to legal proceedings being in place. And it has led to, we know now absolutely, that the state has a legal strategy in place to contest those cases. That first reported in the Mail on Sunday and confirmed by a government spokesperson last night. But they said that strategy, it's there before July 2011, before that memo that has been reported on, and that it has been in place for successive governments at this stage. They say how it's being presented is, they believe, unfair, because the question around public nursing homes, that has never been contested. It is the second point. It's in relation to private care.
And going back over a number of governments, but the political parties, I think with the exception of Labour, the political parties involved are currently in government together. A former health minister is now the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar. The Irish Daily Mail is reporting about him specifically this morning. What's it reporting?
The claim in the paper this morning is that Leo Varadkar, in his time as health minister, they're claiming would have continued or this particular policy, really approved its continuation. I think that perhaps could be disputed, maybe, but at the same time, there is no doubt that this strategy was in place by government. That's accepted now. It's just what level of knowledge existed among ministers about it, and particularly Leo Varadkar when he was Minister for Health. I suppose that is something that definitely will be raised on the floor of the Dáil later during leaders' questions. Also, the Irish Times reporting that they would have been correspondent sent to the Taoiseach's office when Leo Varadkar was last Taoiseach from the whistleblower in 2019, again, raising this particular issue and raising the strategy. Government saying that particular email wouldn't have been alerted, the Taoiseach wouldn't have been alerted to it at the time because the matter was already being dealt with by the Public Accounts Committee.
What has Leo Varadkar said about any of this?
Leo Varadkar, when speaking yesterday on News Talk, was talking about that memo that was first reported. That is the piece that outlines the government strategy around contesting these cases in 2011. He said he wasn't involved in devising that memo or wasn't party to agreeing it. But since then, there is that clarification on a slightly different point, but a confirmation nonetheless that such a strategy does exist to contest those cases, and that has been in place for more than a decade now.
How serious is all this, Micheál?
Well, I think it certainly raises questions, and it is something that causes alarm within governments if the state is seen to be acting heartlessly in relation to people who many would believe would be entitled to compensation. And it is a controversial issue anyway that caused much political angst back in 2005. So I think there will be a degree of pressure when the Dáil meets this afternoon, the opposition keen that all these documents should be released at least to an Oireachtas committee, and as well as that, calls for a Dáil debate on the matter. That's not going to happen this week now, a full formal debate, but it will happen next week. That's because the Department of Health, it seems, needs more time to access all the documents involved.
OK, well, we'll be speaking to Roisin Shorthall, who is now obviously the co-leader of the Social Democrats. But she was a Labour Party Minister of State in the Department of Health in 2011 in that government. She'll be joining us on the programme after eight. The cabinet meeting this morning, today, Micheál, anything of significance on the agenda?
Yes, there could be a big change on the way for people whose children are cared for by childminders. Now, at the moment, under the National Childcare Scheme, that subsidy doesn't get paid, or parents don't feel the benefit of that. But that could change because the legal status of childminders might be altered under legislation that's going before Cabinet today. So they would be subject to new regulations, but it would mean that the subsidy then could be paid to parents. Also, the Children's Minister seeking to strengthen the powers of TUSLA inspectors when it comes to childcare services and early learning centres, which would give them the power to shut down those places if they were in major breach of regulations, and also the information gathered would be shared with parents.
Micheál Lehane, our political correspondent.